There has been more wailing and gnashing of teeth this week because Google has not paid its fair share of tax. Well, whatever fair share means. We heard much the same about Starbucks and Amazon a few months ago. It's a story that comes round by and by, and is usually met with the same hysterical lack of logic. Many of the Twitter responses I receive demonstrated people hadn't thought the matter through. All these companies pay tax here in the UK. It's called Employer National Insurance, or more accurately, perhaps an employment tax. Google last year paid an estimated £8 million of this tax. So headlines or tweets claiming they pay no tax is demonstrably false. The debate is really if they've paid enough tax. In any industrial democracy, there is a system of tax law. It's an industry in itself. Mainly because democracies complicate law in order to manipulate it on their friends' behalf in a crony capitalistic society. What was known in the old days as mercantilism. Indeed, it was ever thus. I used to work in the investment and tax avoidance industry in one form or another. I did so for over 40 years. We used to fear one day the Chancellor and his Treasury mandarins would simplify the tax system and put us all out of business. They never did, because that would have meant mass sackings of revenue staff. A bit like cops, they need robbers. When it comes to big international firms, they can operate anywhere in the world. It should come as no surprise that their finance director and his team consult their tax lawyers and decide on the lowest tax authority commensurate with the law. This is a duty to their employees, their shareholders and customers. Their responsibility is to them, and not to any state where they trade or offer services. This is where some folk find a problem. They believe a company has a moral duty to contribute to the state. This is as absurd as it is unenforceable. Morality is subjective. My personal belief as an Austrian school economist is that the state is an institution of theft. Millions of people seem to agree with me if my speeches or the hits on my speeches are anything to go by. A socialist believes in high taxation, pro bono publico. Many folk would probably fall somewhere in between. It's therefore impossible to run a system on that basis. There has to be, therefore, tax law. A company either owes tax or it doesn't. If there is a dispute, it must be settled in a court of law. It is a fundamental principle of a democratic system. Morality must be set aside. You might ask yourself, it is moral to take money from people who work to give it to people who choose not to work, or to send billions abroad with no audit trail, usually to no purpose. Or you might question billions spent on aircraft carriers, or aircraft, or dodgy charities, quangos. The list is endless. For those who get hot under the collar on this issue, it might be fruitful to consider the alternative to law and prefer some sort of government-sponsored quango to adjudicate on a subjective basis. Now, bear with me on this. Imagine your accountant completes your tax return. He sends it off to your regional tax office. You're a bit surprised when they call you in for a chat. Look, they argue, we don't dispute you owe us £10,000 and your account has done a perfectly good job and you've attached a cheque for which we thank you. But as you know, the government is deeply in debt and it's getting worse. We don't seem to be able to control our spending. Unless, of course, we stop giving money away, and that's an idea we've rejected. So we'd like another £10,000 from you, please. Of course, you're stunned. They want a voluntary contribution, or they will go to the press and tell them that you are a mean rotter who wants children to starve in the streets. You perceive it's no way to run a tax collection system, but that's what some people seem to want. They seem to believe a government will stop at multinational corporations and they will never be in the frame. That's naive. Extraordinarily, the esteemed Michael Wood, late of The Guardian, accused me of being ignorant and naive on Twitter, me with 40 years' experience in the game. If you want multinational companies to pay more tax, get somebody to simplify the tax system so it can be collected under law. Get somebody who understands how to do it. I'm available at a price. I need a new Bentley.